Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.
I saw this piece today in the paper. It reminds me of what I've been saying for years on this show. And I'll come to what I've been saying for years in this show in a few minutes. But as we heard in the news earlier on, the HSE is due to appear before the Oireachtas Health Committee today to discuss basically the state of the Irish health service. Among the main issues on the table is overcrowding, bullying in the workplace and staffing issues. Yesterday it was suggested in government that it's time to consider requiring nursing and medical graduates to stay in the country for a number of years after they graduate to improve staffing levels. That indeed will help our health service because we have a massive shortage of doctors, nurses and staff, many of whom we are importing at the moment because we can't get our own staff to stay here. There was a suggestion a while ago that only 1 in 5 are actually staying in the country. And you could argue, so why would they stay when they can get more money in Dubai, America, the NHS? Well, although they're in some state at the moment too. But generally speaking, they can get more money in a lot of places in the world than they can get in Ireland. For example, you study in Ireland and stay here after you graduate. In this case, your fees will all be covered. Alternatively, you study in Ireland and you move abroad afterwards, if that's what you want to do and you feel the need to get out of this country. If this happens, you must pay back your college fees. Free fees, basically, for those who stay and work in the country. Now, I don't have the maths. I'm not an expert in economics or taxes, but I'm sure it could be all worked around through tax credits. They do it in Australia or they have a similar system for certain courses. It doesn't have to be for every course. We could do it, for example, for doctors and for nurses and for particularly for people we need in this country, I suppose. That would be the main thing. That we essentially abolish college fees completely. Now, remember, Irish college fees, by the way, are extremely low. We subsidise third level education in this country. The taxpayer is paying for your college fees, essentially. All you're paying is an administration fee. It is a bit expensive, $3,000 or $4,000, whatever it happens to be. And then your digs on top of that, that's your own business. If you were in Belfast and you were going to Queen's University, you could be paying $20,000 or $30,000 for a semester. So realistically, we do get a good deal when it comes to third level education. But let's make it even better. Let's abolish college fees completely and say to somebody, well, OK, you want to be a nurse, you want to be a doctor, you want to be a teacher. You can do it. We won't even charge you. But here's the catch. You must stay in this country for a period of, let's say, 5 to 10 years. We'll have to work it out based on the course of the the cost of the course. And over that 5 to 10 years, it's automatically paid back to the state in the form of credits. So once you're working here, you pay nothing. It's not even paid back as a loan. You pay nothing. For every week you work in this country, you get a credit back off what it would have cost you for those fees. But if you leave the country and you use your education that we as taxpayers have paid for in another country to benefit their economy, well, then you have to pay the fees back. Then you start paying weekly, as they did with one staff member in this radio station many, many years ago, who was from another country. And our boss was instructed to take a certain amount of money out of their wages and send it to the government responsible. So, in other words, you pay for it if you leave, you get it free if you stay. Would that be a good idea? I think it's a great idea. Now, there's pitfalls to it, of course, because now we're taking away the freedom for somebody to travel at the best years of their life, because most people want to travel in and around the age of 20, 23, 24, whatever it happens to be. That's the time people want to sow their oats. They want to see the world. So we're taking that choice away from them. We're taking away the opportunity probably to be more successful in another country because Ireland is limited in how much success you can have. So we're taking those options away from them. But in saying that, we have to do what's best for the country, don't we? Or do we? Let me know what you think. And the question is, should college courses be free, provided the person who qualifies after 3 or 4 years, they get their degree, a Bachelor of Arts, a Master of Arts, or whatever it is, once they get that, they stay in this country and use those skills to the benefit of our economy. If they don't, they pay. Is that a good idea? I know the students are there going, Niall, I don't believe you're even suggesting this. It's not me. The government are kind of saying it. You know what I mean? They're just, yes, it was suggested in government that it's time to consider requiring nursing and medical graduates to stay in the country for a number of years after they graduate. The only way you can do that is by financially rewarding them for doing it. The number is 087-188-0008. Is that a good idea? So let's abolish all fees. Those $3,000, the $4,000, gone. And provided you stay in Ireland, use that skill in this country, you then don't ever have to pay it back. Sharon, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Sharon?
Good, Niall. Good Good, Niall. And yourself?
Good. I don't know. I think this is a good idea, Sharon.
Well, well, well. If you pay for your own child's fees, I'm sorry, that the world is my child's oyster if I am paying her fees.
No, will you? No, and that's fine. If you want to pay her fees, she can go and see the world. I couldn't care less.
The government, the way the government is at the moment, you know, they have a cut-off point. And I'm not saying anything about that. That's fine. Some kids, you know, are government funded. But I think asking them to stay for a couple of years would be fine if the government is paying for them. A
couple of years won't cut the mustard.
10 years. Look, the government are the ones who messed up this country and made it, you know, not attractive for young people. Now they're reaping what they sowed or didn't sow.
It's essentially a student loan, but you don't have to pay it back provided you work in Ireland, because once you start to work, you pay it back as a credit. So, but if you do leave the country and work in another economy, well, then you have to pay it. I don't see, in theory, now, don't get me wrong, there's pitfalls, we'd have to work it all out. But what we're doing essentially is we're saying the taxpayers are paying for your child's education. Now, you pay an administration fee, Sharon, right? Depending on which college they're going to. But the taxpayer is subsidising that. So we need to get value for money, don't we?
Yeah, we do need to get value for money. But with the government, we're not getting value for money many places at the moment. And nobody trusts them anymore. Now, I listened last night to a minister who I won't mention, and on a station I won't mention, and the interviewer was asking him the same questions that were asked a few months ago of another minister, and all they were doing was cutting the dates out. Mm. It was supposed to be February, it was supposed to be March, it was supposed to be April.
Yeah,
I think only when the people take the power back will this country thrive.
Okay, and I'm saying we can take the power back, right? And I completely agree with you, by the way. I do believe, although we elect them and it is a democratic society, I do believe they're making a lot of decisions which are not making the people very happy at the moment. And I think that's fair to say. I think a lot of people would agree with that. And yes, and I do believe a lot of them are useless. Absolutely useless.
We elected the ones who took the beds away in the first place. Years ago in the 80s. But we elected them.
But this is not just about the beds. It's not just about the staffing in the HSE. It's also about we're going to have a huge problem as we have a rising population. We're going to have a lack of teachers very soon. And that we're seeing that in the UK as well, by the way, because, you know, equally a reasonably small country in the big scheme of things, right? We're seeing a lack of all different types of staff for in different departments, different skills, in construction, in all sorts of things. We're seeing a lack of staff because people see the world as a, you know, it's a global village now. Mm-hmm. You can go to Dubai and you can do, you know, Montessori teaching in Dubai and make yourself enough money to buy put a deposit in a house in 1 year. So what I'm saying is, I don't want to stop people from wanting to do that. But if you want to do that, you pay for it yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, why should I or you or everybody else as a taxpayer fund somebody else which provides basically a benefit for another economy in the world? That doesn't seem right.
You're right. I can see your point there. But how do we fix it? Okay, maybe in a new way. Maybe by getting these young people, these young students who are going to be these people that this is asked of them, have a student forum, have a people's forum, and have real discussion, and real discussion with the politicians, and real discussion amongst themselves.
It's very hard for me, and there's a lot of intelligent young people out there. I'm not going to suggest there isn't, right? But when I see a story in the paper that two or three influencers on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, whatever it is, are encouraging young people of the age of sort of 16 to 22 to go out and buy, you know, an energy drink for €100 a tin, it's very hard for me to consider that they have the right to vote, or they have the intelligence to even vote, or they have the intelligence to make policies.
Or get their lips done, or all that silliness that's going on at the moment.
So what I'm saying is up to us as adults to make decisions on their behalf, because they're the future of this country. And that's what happens generation after generation. We as adults make decisions for them. That's our job, for their futures. And we could get rid of Susie grants because he wouldn't need them anymore because everybody will get it. So in other words, everybody in the country is entitled to third level education. Even you, if you wanted to go back and as a mature student, absolutely free, provided you use that skill for a period of time in this country.
Yeah, if it's free, and you know what you're getting into, that you have to stay for a certain amount of years. but not 10.
But now, if you decide not to use it in this country, we're not subsidising it anymore. You pay the full whack. And the full whack for a course, you know, I don't know, whatever courses you're looking at nowadays, at the moment it's only 3 or 4 grand as administration fee. The full whack is probably 15 grand.
So we all know that the medical profession is top heavy anyway, Niall. It's the ones at the very top that are, you know, raking in the money and putting pressure on the younger ones and not really being a great role model.
Mm-hmm.
There's way too much clerical staff and I don't know what the other word is, bosses, let's say.
Okay, do me a favour, stay there for a second because I want to go to James if I can. James, you're on Ireland's Classics Radio.
Afternoon to you, Niall.
James, is this a good idea? You've took three kids.
It's a wonderful idea, Niall.
Your kids are all heading towards college age now, aren't they?
Yeah, well, my oldest is about 3 years left to go to college age. But do you know what, Niall? I think it's a wonderful idea. And especially, now, to use maybe something else to throw into it as well. If they are to stay, the state must guarantee them a decent job. Because that seems to be an issue now for a lot of schools, as you mentioned, teachers, about schools trying to get and, you know, keep teachers. So if they say, right, we're going to pay for your fees, no education, you come out with 22, for the next 5 years, we will guarantee you a job.
How can you do that? How can you guarantee? Because you're always going to have clever people who have good common sense and you're going to have wasters. So how can you guarantee somebody a good job? You can't do that.
Well, I guarantee as in, Niall, as in a teacher, as in a nurse, or as in
a guarantee doctor. Guarantee that there will be enough places, but you won't guarantee the individual a job.
Places. Yeah. Okay, right. Yeah. Guarantee there will be enough places. So because this field is suffering, like everywhere around the world, it is suffering a shortage. So, but you know, you guarantee them, going by using that word again, a job. You make sure that they will have a job there after they've done the time. They've done their 4 years in college, they come out, they must work here for the 5 years. Then after the 5 years, and let's just say the 5 years, then they can decide, right, if they want to go off to Dubai, that's fine. Because if we were to keep doing this all the time, I think it would encourage people into that type of thing. Where
four in five people. Young people, now don't get me wrong, young people have always left the country to see the world, and that's a great thing, by the way. It's really good.
Absolutely.
To see the world and broaden your horizons. But in some areas, four in five are actually leaving the country.
Yeah.
That's not good.
It's not good. And the fact that, you know, as you have emphasized, the fact that the Irish taxpayer is paying for somebody else's benefit, and we shouldn't be doing that. And if someone turns around and says, oh, sure, you know, we have nurses coming from the Philippines or from wherever, but then let the Philippines do it. Let every country say to their citizens, right, if we will pay for your education, but if that's the case, then you must work in our health system, our education system, wherever it is, for a set term. And then after that, then, if you want to go off for 5 years or you want to go off to whatever, you have our permission, go ahead. Thank you for doing your service to the state, and away you go. I think it's a wonderful idea. I think it's an absolutely wonderful idea.
Sorry. 5 years sounds good. It's a commitment, 5 years, and then I totally agree with that.
Mm. I think it could be extended. I mean, we're saying 5 years. That's just a guess, by the way. As I said, I'm not an expert in economics and how long it would take to pay these things back normally. So it's equivalent to paying it back as a student loan. But in fact, you're not paying anything because you only pay a credit, if you know what I mean, on a weekly basis, right? But if, say, somebody was getting a master's, well, then it may be 7 years. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it would have to be worked out based on the course you're doing, how much that course would normally cost, et cetera, et cetera. So essentially what you're doing is you're loaning them the money, theoretically.
Yeah. Yeah, but like if they do stay on, say, let's just stick with the medical field. So let's say a nurse, okay, let's say a nurse then does her 4 years, we'll just say she, because the vast majority are women. If she does her 4 years and then decides, you know what, I'm going to do a master's in a particular field and then decides to stay on another 2 years.
Yeah, I want to do gynecology or I want to do whatever it is, a pediatrician.
Yeah,
or
whatever. Like if they pick and said, I don't want to do general nursing. And then, you know, if they decide then that they've done 7 or 8 years of college and the state has picked that up, well, then the state should simply say, well, look, we've paid for your master's. We paid for that. We want our money back out of you. So for the next 7 years, we pay for your education for 7 years. And for the next 7 years, basically, the state owns your ass. So you
I don't know about saying you own somebody, because you always have the freedom to leave.
I'm just joking.
Yeah, I'm not saying, because I'm going to come to Ger in a second. And the reason, and stay there, James, and stay there as well, Sharon, because James is going to make that, or Ger is going to make that point about economic slavery. Ger, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Ger?
How are you doing now? Morning to you. Morning.
Good.
Morning.
Is that a bad idea? Is it, Jerry? It's not the worst idea in the world, is it?
I would see it as a further option. I wouldn't say no to it, but I don't think it's the main thing at all. I say these doctors and nurses spend 4 to 5 years training, and they're working while they're training. They're paying off this debt while they're training. It's all part of the package. So they shouldn't have to do another 5 years after that.
Yeah, but they do get a fee. They don't work for absolutely. They don't get, it's not very much money.
But they don't get the great wage.
Yeah. It's only the last year they get paid, don't they? The last year, yeah.
But there's the whole nail on the head there. If we were paying these people properly, they wouldn't want to be running out.
But why would you pay somebody during training? Yeah, there's very few jobs you get paid during training. Or if you go to most college, 4-year college courses, you don't get paid.
Your work, your time and your effort is you paying them back at the same time. So you're paying for your training, you're paying for the studying, you're paying for what's being put into you as well, by working. It's a 50-50 kind of thing. Excuse me, you know the words I'm trying to say there. And then to be caught into a contract afterwards for another 5 years, it's like imagine being told you spent 5 years to get a degree and then you can't work in that because you're in a different country.
But the taxpayer, as you know, although people give out about college fees in this country at $4,000, it's not a huge amount of money. They will be taxpayers.
Yeah, but even when they're training, they're getting paid low wages.
Yeah, you won't be paying. You wouldn't be paying much tax on the wages they'd be getting in training. You wouldn't be paying very much at all, actually.
That goes back to, should we not just be? Did they ever get €1,000 for the frontline workers?
Most of them got it. Some of them did. The contract workers still haven't got it yet.
All right, that was said. But if we paid them properly, then they wouldn't be running out of the country. And just another point that you made earlier: free education for everyone. I'm not against free education idea. I don't want anybody who's just walking into a doctor's position off the street. I want someone who's gone through school, studied hard, and wants to be in that position.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, no, but why would that make it any different? I think if people want, you're not going to want to be, if you love fixing cars, you're not just going to be a doctor for the sake of it.
Now, if you give them that opportunity, they'll be in there because...
It's no more expensive to be a software engineer than be a doctor or be a nurse or whatever it is. All these courses cost more or less the same amount of money. It's about $4,000 in administration fee, or $3,000 or $4,000. So they're all around the same price because we've been subsidising it all along.
But the same thing, if you're a car mechanic, your time and effort as an apprentice, is you're working while you're learning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's you paying off that debt.
Okay, hang on. I didn't mention apprenticeships here for that particular reason, that apprenticeships are very different.
Well, I don't think so, really.
Well, they are. Because as you rightly said, in an apprenticeship, you are working in the garage. Now, you do take a year in college as well, but you are working in the garage.
As soon as a nurse goes in, they're working as well, you know. Doctors are working as well. They might trail around for the first 6 months or so. But after that, they're working.
Yeah, but you couldn't leave it to a nurse, although they are probably doing it, who's only got 2 years' experience with somebody who's dying in a bed. You know, generally, you're not supposed to anyway. They're not meant to.
No, but they'd be doing other tasks as well, like they'd be getting bandages.
But that's training.
You know, they are working, you know.
But that's training.
But that's the point I'm making. As part of the training, they're also putting their time and effort in.
Okay.
So they're paying for their education. So they shouldn't have to continue paying that after they finish doing it.
I don't want to just focus on nurses. There's a million courses out there. James, but is that a fair point that Jerry makes?
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's
classic hits. Not really, Niall, because what does it actually cost? Let's just stick with a nurse, Niall, just for the sake of the topic. What does it actually cost to stay? Take an 18-year-old straight from school into college now. So if you have lecturers are paid $150,000 a year, Niall.
No, I know.
If you have a couple of lecturers, so like one lecturer over a 4-year course is paid the bulk of $600,000 to educate that nurse.
Well, if you base it on what they charge in other countries for college fees, depending on the country you go to,
look
I suppose.
At the States, Niall.
The States is a whole different ballgame. Mind you, I was only reading this morning, I think it was Jane was telling me this morning there, she was reading an article about the debt, or maybe in Trina, the debt in the United States, something like $35 trillion or something like that, the American
because
people.
It's all private education. Yeah. Most of the Ivy League schools over there are all private. Like,
so they're thinking of writing off this debt in America.
$253,000. I think that if the state has paid for somebody's education, and that's what they have, and even if they have worked as a nurse or a student doctor, and as you said, they'd be earning virtually nothing and paying virtually nothing in tax, and they are getting, you know, the experience of working on wards or in surgical theatres and stuff like that. You know, even when they're in there now, they're still, you know, they're still getting trained in there as well. So, but the fact that the state will pay hundreds of thousands to train these nurses, these doctors, even into the millions, Niall, to train these people for another country to benefit. So they should, like, even as I said, if they have the 3 or 4 years free fees, like, you know, they should certainly walk back whatever about the small amount of tax that they'll pay when they're still here. It wouldn't even cover what the state has actually paid for them, Niall, because realistically, if they're going to nursing college for 4 years, you know, they're in colleges, and so you have different teachers, you've got admin in the colleges who have to admin everything for them. The $3,000 you pay doesn't even cover that. It doesn't even scratch the surface on it.
No, and that's a fair point, Ger, because if you're in any other country in the world for that same course, per year would be costing you $25,000. So, you know, the very fact that you're paying $3,000 or $4,000 for that course,
again,
is nothing.
Your labour is helping pay that off by working.
It's not paying off that much.
Would you go into this if you knew you had to stay an extra 5 years after you're finished?
Well, no, but hold on, here's the thing. If you don't want to stay, that's fine. So you just pay it back. Because, I mean, do you work, Ger, pay tax?
Of course I do. Yeah.
Of course I do. Some people don't work. if you work and are paying tax, well, then it's your taxes that are paying for other people to be educated. And by the way, I've no difficulty with that. I've no problem with that.
This is assisting the society. You're contributing to society. I'd rather pay for this than somebody else stuck and pay taxes.
Well, this is true. But in saying that, you want to get your value for your. I mean, the government have a duty and a responsibility to get the best value for money for your tax. That's their job. Right?
Yeah, they fail on miserable.
Well, they do. In most ways, they do. But they did suggest this yesterday, that it's time to consider requiring nurses and medical graduates to stay in the country. I'm not just going to focus on the nursing and medical graduates. I'm talking about all courses, by the way, that are necessary. I mean, we've a huge problem with teaching. We've a huge problem with construction. We've a huge problem in many different areas of this country where people are leaving the country after they qualify. So, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Pat as well. Pat, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Pat. Morning.
As a few minutes have gone on, I'm very open and very, because I just completed college a couple of years ago, and I will say 3 of my years were paid, but I didn't pay my final year because I went back as I was working full time.
Yeah.
The free fees were brought in to try and find the best of our students across the board.
Yeah.
Not just the educated mammy and daddy sending their child off to college and stuff like that, and the child walks out of college after 2 years saying, mammy and daddy, I don't like that. And that was grand. It was brought in for that system. It was brought in to find the best of our country. And we found the best of our country. That was fine.
Yeah, to give everybody an opportunity. Yeah.
Everybody had opportunity. But then as time has gone on, we've taken that opportunity and it's been kind of hashed and quadrants and stuff like that. And it comes down to the value of the student going in. Great leaving certain stuff. But the thing I found when I went into the first year, and I was delighted to get back into college, it's something I always wanted to do all my life. Like, there's a massive dropout in first year students from Leaving Cert because most of them haven't got a clue what to do in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
They're there because of mommy and daddy, and they just don't know.
Engineering and arts, I believe, are the biggest dropouts.
Arts especially. I mean, like, go to the class, I start off with arts, and then half of them are gone the following year.
Arts seems to be one of those courses that your mommy and daddy want you to go to college. You have no idea what you want to do, so you just go into
I wanted to go to college because I didn't have that opportunity. I didn't have that education, and my kids aren't going to do and go through what I went through. With that, we've lost apprenticeships, proper apprenticeships. We've lost proper labourers, fitters, plumbers, electricians across the board. I mean, it's a hash. But there is a point where I do kind of agree with, you know, we're given the opportunity to have an education. Maybe it's an opportunity to give a little bit back to the state. But when a nurse leaves college and goes to try and get a job and they're impacted with the lack of wages, but the hours they have to do, the schedules they have to do, I'm not looking after one ward, I'm looking after four wards. You know, and again, we all have back to the nurses thing because it's a big question in this country. It's about administration, and we just don't administrate things properly in this country.
But the reason that we have one nurse, you know, looking after 15 patients, where she should only be, or he should only be looking after 4 or 5, or probably looking after more, to be honest, which is particularly on the night shifts, is because we don't have enough staff.
And we don't have enough staff because...
And by the way, we've no shortage of beds. People keep going on about beds, beds, beds. There is no shortage of physical beds. The problem is we don't have the staff to man those beds.
we don't have the staff. But when you take in certain situations, certain areas, and I won't name a certain hospital, I won't name this place or anything like that, but when 48% of that hospital is administration, you're leaving 52% of nurses and doctors.
Look, I have mentioned this before. Actually, I got into trouble the last time I was on television one night, and I mentioned the folder holders.
The folder holders.
So these ones that run around hospitals with a folder in their arm doing nothing and getting paid more than nurses and doctors is ridiculous. You know?
Yeah.
I don't want to get into a debate about the pitfalls of the HSC. We all know it doesn't take a rocket scientist to work out why for the last 30 years the HSC has been a disaster, right? And for every successive Minister of Health has promised to fix it, and none of them have, they've all failed miserably. It's not about money, it's about administration. But one of the key things to it that was mentioned yesterday, and this goes for all sectors, not just doctors and nurses, it goes for teaching and construction and everything else, is people leaving the country. And Ireland is a small country. We've a huge diaspora across the world. We've actually got the biggest diaspora probably for any small country in the world. But in saying that, when we see so many people leave the country after we've paid to educate them, it's a little bit unfair in our little economy.
Well, it's unfair on the economy when the person who has worked hard to get that, especially nurses. I mean, when your talkers there talked about the apprenticeships and the role in the hospitals all the time with patients and stuff like that. Actually, in colleges now, they don't do that. Most of the nursing studies is done in the college, and I think maybe in
the last year.
They did some work over in the hospitals, which to me was a bit of a cod because most of the hospitals had nursing homes in them where you had to go in there, you had to be there for 5 days a week, you went home the weekend, and you were constantly experiencing what was going on. But, you know, when you come out of college and you worked hard to get that degree that says you were really, really good at what you were, you worked really hard for this, and then you go into an environment where, look, we'll give you a part-time contract for a few months to see how you get on. You know, it becomes very degrading. Nurses are fantastic in this country, but they're tired.
Okay, well, listen, on that point, I have to go into a break. Joe, I'm going to be coming with you. I'll come to you straight after the break as well. Thank you, Pat. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Now, I have a lot of messages, voice messages that people are sending in, and I want to try and get to some of them, which I will. I'll just play one before the break if I can, and just let's see what this one's all about.
Niall, as ever, it's a great show. I was asked to come on and comment, and I now understand why, having listened to it. We are a democracy. We have guaranteed to pay for an education. We cannot demand that people stay if working in the HSE or in a private hospital, which I've done, is unbearable, stressful. The management don't give you any support, even if there is full staff. It's just not fair. And if we start doing that, we're going down a dictatorship rule. And if we do it in universities and say, you have to stay, they'll not join nursing. They'll not join doctors. They'll not join up for anything. And we'll end up having to import more nurses, more doctors. We have to be realistic about what is happening in this world and how Ireland is not a good place to work anymore unless you're in tech. Cheers. That's just my humble opinion. Bye.
And your humble opinion is extremely important. And you are right. The tech industry, of course, is where you make the most amount of money in this country. You know, depending on what you're involved in, of course, the tech industry seems to pay an awful lot of money. Your fear is obviously that, you know, when you're working in the HSE, particularly in Ireland, you're under a huge amount of stress. It's a bad environment to work in. And I couldn't agree with you more. It probably is a dreadful environment. But if we had more staff in it, I think that would be a better, I would like to think, trusting the government to do a better job, I think that would be a better environment for them to work in. And you're not forcing people to stay. You're just saying, if you don't stay, well, then you have to start paying back what the taxpayer has paid for you to train you, to because that training allows you then to earn an income for the rest of your life. So you're benefiting from that money that the taxpayer has funded your education, if you know what I mean. I mean, the taxpayer is responsible for your education until you're 18 years of age. But from that point onwards, you technically should be on your own. You should be able to stand on your own two feet, pay for your own education, which benefits you in the future and your success. But I get what you're saying. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Isn't
a bad idea, Noel, doing the tax credits for the fees. I think the main problem here is nobody wants to work in this country for the HSE or as a school teacher. The wages are crap. The hours are even worse. and the walking conditions are horrendous. Who wants to stay in walking in a company that's just in complete and utter tatters?
When you say the wages are not crap in comparison to most European countries, we're actually not that low at all. In relation to working conditions, as a teacher, I don't think it's too bad. I think as a nurse, it's appalling. Or as a doctor, it's probably appalling. But I understand some of the point that you're making there, but I think it could be a lot better if there was more staff. Let me go to John. John, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, John?
Oh, you know, I think you're spot on. Like these people, we're paying 30, 40 grand a year for these people in college, right? And then when they qualify, they rip us off. You know, you look at
when you say they rip us off, well, I don't think they're intentionally ripping us off, but you believe by leaving the country, they're robbing us.
Well, look at a dentist, they're charging 78 euro for a filling. I mean, okay, they're good, but are they that good? Like,
you mean a dentist that you've paid in your taxes 30 grand to train, and then you go to see him to have a filling, and he rips you and he charges you over and above what he should be charging you.
Exactly, and like, I didn't go to college, and I'm paying that person to go to college, and then when they qualify, they rip me off. You know what I mean? And then you look at the college students, then, like,
I wasn't thinking of it like that,
they're all left wing and liberal when they're in college, and when they qualify, they go right wing, and you know what I mean?
Hmm. Yeah, people's attitudes tend to change. Yeah, well, their attitudes do change as they get older. People become more conservative, they say, as they get older. But John, do you think they should have to pay back the fees unless they work here? They'd be still ripping you off if they were working here, by the way.
Well,
the dentist I'm talking about.
There should be some system in place like that, they charge less or something like that for 10 years after they qualify and don't go into crazy money, like, you know?
I don't know how you'd control that one, John. I really don't. Let me go to Bernie as well. Bernie, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Bernie?
Hi, Niall. I just, as a nurse, I trained in 1976 to 1980 and I thought my training was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And I got paid. I lived in the nurse's home. I was on duty at 8 o'clock every morning. I learned from the older people in nursing, you know, the older nurses.
Yep.
We were taught in the classroom. We went down and had lectures, and we attended and did exams until we qualified on a weekly or monthly basis. We did night duty. We did day duty. We did everything with everybody. We worked with porters, with the cleaners. We worked with everyone. So we learned how to do our job proper and decent. Some of the nurses today have never, you know, they don't go in the wards. It's too late when they get to the wards. And they probably have maybe made a mistake. And they all have a lot of points. All this point system, it's looking after people we are doing.
Yeah.
And I think it takes long and hard to train to be a nurse.
Of course.
You can't just learn it off a book.
No, and it is a vocation.
You have to look in somebody's eye. You have to see their ear. You have to see when somebody's bleeding. You have to learn. You can't learn it in a book or a nurse that has the experience running across who's done wound care and telling you in your college. You can't imagine or I can't envisage that you would imagine how to look after that person.
No, I always think on-site training is always better. Always
absolutely.
Better.
Absolutely. And I don't know why it changed. I know, okay, the nurses felt they weren't being respected or weren't on the equal footing as the doctors. But we are, nurses are much better at, most nurses, I feel, the way we were trained well.
Okay, but let's have respect for all nurses and doctors because it is a difficult job. But in relation to the training that they get or the college that they get, and not just for nursing, but for teachers and other, you know, fields that we really need badly, do you believe all those fees should be free provided they stay in the country for a period of time? Or is that unfair, as some people are saying, that you're kind of forcing people to stay here?
I mean, the whole thing has to be revamped.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to revamp. If somebody has the knowledge somewhere on how to revamp, it's not right. It's going down the tubes. The whole lot, the whole system, the education.
Well, it's going down the tubes
care.
Because we don't. What's happening is that the majority of people who train as nurses and doctors in Ireland are leaving the country after they qualify. That's the reason.
Because what the system is not right. The system is broken.
But is that not part of the reason why the system is broken? Because we don't have enough.
The HSC is broken. I mean, it is broken for a long time. It's been broken since the early 2000s. It's been broken. They have closed down hospitals. You have 6.5 million people living in the country at the moment, and you have a quarter of the hospitals that were in the place in the 1970s and 80s. Like, what's that about? Mm-hmm. And those hospitals were ran efficiently. And they had, you know...
You were talking about the regional hospital situation.
Mercer's Hospital, you take, you know, the Richmond, you take all those hospitals. There was the Harcourt Street you know, there was the Paddy Dunn's, there was Baggot Street. They were working at full capacity in the day when there was 4.5 million people here. And now we have 6.5 million people living here, and we have 3 main hospitals in Dublin, and that's it. Like, it cannot, it doesn't work.
But would the idea work? You said we have to rebuild the system, right? And I'm not going to disagree. I'm not disagreeing with you. And by the way, I think the HSE is a disaster. But one of the main reasons is, it's nothing to do with money, by the way. We're flinging money at it like it's going out of fashion. But the main reason it's a disaster is because we just don't have enough people working, qualified people working within it. And that's a big problem. So this idea, not just suggested by me, but suggested by government, could resolve that issue, because it forces people to some degree, well, when I say forces, it's cheaper for them to stay in the country for at least 5 years.
But who, I mean, the way it is at the moment, you wouldn't stay in it for 5 minutes.
Like, but that's because that's the way it is at the moment. But if you had the system like this, you would have more people staying, so it wouldn't be as bad as that.
But it's going to still, those wheels are going to turn so slowly to change the whole system.
It takes time.
Do you know what I mean? It needs to change now. People are suffering now. People, I mean, my mum yesterday was in the matter for nearly 6 hours with a fractured neck, sitting on a wheelchair waiting to be seen. You know?
I'm not disagreeing with you. That's completely, completely unacceptable in a modern society, in the Western world, where this is not a third world country. Actually, some third world countries have a better system than we have. Eileen, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. Eileen, I didn't intend the topic to be totally about medical students, but it seems to have gone down that road. But would you agree with this kind of idea?
I've heard the topic kind of a lot in the radio recently about how medical students should stay in Ireland, and it does drive me a bit bonkers. I don't think a lot of people realize that even like in the system the way it is now, we have in my course, say, there's almost 100 international students who are being trained here as doctors, and they're so amazing. But when these students try to go into the Irish system, they are put to the bottom of the list and they aren't given jobs, and that's why they end up leaving. So not only are...
Well, I don't mind the international students leaving, and I say that with the greatest respect to them, because they pay for their fees anyway. Because as an international student, if you're going to Trinity or wherever it is you're going, you pay the full amount. You don't... Like, the taxpayer doesn't fund that. So if you're coming from Iraq, or you're coming from China, or you're coming from wherever it is to study in Ireland in a private college, you pay the full fee.
Oh, yeah, you do. I'm not saying that. I'm saying a lot of these students would actually like to stay. I know a lot of them love Ireland, and they don't have the opportunity to stay because they don't get the same opportunities as us in the healthcare system. Currently, we don't have enough doctors, and everyone's upset because a lot of the Irish medical students and the European medical students are leaving. But if you gave international students the opportunity to stay, I think a lot of them would stay, you know?
But here's the thing, even if we had a perfect system tomorrow, which was probably not going to happen, but even if we had a perfect system tomorrow, people by their very nature, young people, you know, when they qualify in whatever course they're doing, be it in teaching or medical student or whatever it is, a lot of them have this urge, and rightly so, to see the world and, you know, look for something better. And there's more money in Dubai, or there's more money in America or Australia or wherever it happens to be. And I understand that yearning to be successful and make more money. But in saying that, when you have a system like ours, which is quite unique in some sense, where the taxpayer is funding the training to the main portion of it. I mean, I know you pay an administration fee, but you have to get some sort of value for money.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think we're going to be paying back into the system. Like, most Irish people who go abroad, they do come back and they do pay back into the system. But, like, I think right now, a lot of my friends in my course, they're constantly studying. They're working part-time jobs all the way up to fifth year to keep going to college. Like, it's really stressful. Like, I think going abroad to Australia, a lot of, like, we learn so much from going there. It's a completely different system. We come back and we have so much more under our belts, and we can really help patients in different
and
ways.
And that's wonderful too. But again, that's your choice, and that benefits you. It doesn't benefit the taxpayer. It benefits you because you gain more experience, which puts you in a position to earn more money and be more successful. I mean, there's no obligation on the Irish taxpayer in our constitution either to educate somebody past 18 years of age. That you're on your, you know, you have to stand on your own 2 feet. You got to pay for your education, but you don't have to in this country because we subsidize it. But we're subsidising it because we want a good workforce and an intelligent workforce. Because when I was in school and college, back a long time before you were born, Eileen, only one kid in our class went to college, because only the rich went to college. So now we have a situation where everybody can go to college. But we need to value that, and we need to utilise that.
Yeah, I think we should value that. Like, I think it's still, even in medicine, like, it's still that way, that more of the population in my course would probably be upper class, but it is still very difficult, like, even paying for grinds and stuff to get to that point. Like, but, like, and I do agree that we should give back into the system, and I think everyone would say they're really grateful for the experience as well. But I also have heard this conversation on the radio a few times. That's why I kind of chose to come on. And I mean,
you can leave the country if you want, or you can leave it in 5 years after you qualify when you get your degree. You can leave and you don't have to pay back a bean. But once you say the 5 years, and in that 5 years, you don't pay back a penny either. You get it back as a credit. So once that 5 years is up, you've paid your debt to society and your debt to the government and the taxpayer. I don't see too much wrong with it. I do understand that people want to go and see the world. I get that. We all did that at some point in our lives, probably. But I do get that. And I don't want to begrudge anybody success in any part of the world. But if that's the case, that's fine. Well, then you should have to pay for it yourself. And that sounds really mean of me to say that. I don't mean it in a bad way. But you understand the point I make.
Yeah, no, I understand the point you make. I just don't think it should be put solely on medical students and nursing students.
Oh, no. I would put it on everything. I wouldn't be just on someone. No, absolutely not. Teachers, construction, everything else. There's so much demand in the workforce at the moment, and with such a shortage, I would have it on everything. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, and law, everything.
Especially nurses, like you say, with nurses. And I heard there was like a comparison to the States, even, that like they should pay. Like, nurses here, they start at like 30K, whereas like you're going into the workforce in the States and they're starting at 90K. Like, it's a massive disparity. And I think it would be even so difficult for them to pay it back, just the way nurses are worked here and stuff. Like, they're paying into the system even when they're in college. They're working 12-hour shifts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's even, as a medical student, and my family are nurses and stuff, and I just see how difficult it is for them, like.
Okay, listen, like, Eileen, appreciate you coming.
Taken into consideration, like, with doctors and nurses. I know medical students aren't doing much on placement and stuff, but nurses, they really are. They do contribute from the very start. And I don't think, like, just, I don't think it should just be put on medical students and nursing students either.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.